Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Holiday song countdown to 3, 2, 1.
All right, we are getting really close to Christmas itself now, Patrick, right?
Yeah, we are.
Just around the corner.
Just days away.
I hope Santa brings me that new Hot Wheels set that I've been.
Yes. Really. Did you get my Quality Street tin that I sent to you? Arriving any day. Yes.
Delightful. Thank you.
Oh, great.
Okay, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We are counting down some favorite holiday songs here as voted on by our listeners. We did a top 10 last year. Mm-hmm. We set that list aside, excluded those from this year's voting, and we're doing another countdown this year. More holiday songs.
Speaking of, I don't know if anyone on the Zoom call today had a chance to listen to Patrick Stickles' Christmas song that he did this year to the tune of Piano Man by Billy Joel, but it did not receive any votes in the holiday countdown other than mine, but I thought it was quite an achievement.
It's pretty amazing. And yeah. You know, maybe it's one of those that's a grower. Over time, that'll become a holiday classic, right?
As the years go by, yes, it just might.
Okay, so we have three more songs here, and we appreciate everybody hanging out with us today on Zoom and being part of this. We love it, and we'll just move on to number three. That's Christmas All Over Again by Tom Petty, 1992. It came out on the second edition of A Very Special Christmas, which was a benefit album, or a series of benefit albums, which people did Christmas songs, original or classic, in this case an original song, and I think it has become something of a classic, and I will say that a couple things really make this an endearing song to me. One is just the petty wit in the song, I think, is just amazing. It's really quite funny and captures a lot of those just weird, quirky things about the holidays, right? And then the second of all is it's another one I think sort of evokes the wall of sound to it as well. You know, it definitely has that. There's a lot of just stuff going on in the background of the song. And I love the sort of the percussion. It's kind of hard to make out other than it just kind of gives it a galloping kind of feel. It sounds like a Christmas song, which I give him a lot of credit for as well. He didn't just write a song with Christmas lyrics, but he actually made it kind of sound Christmassy, right? There's bells in there and stuff. There's all kinds of nice little touches in the song. And I don't know. What do you think about this song?
Yeah, I love it. I think it sounds to me like he's having a tremendous amount of fun singing it and recording it, which I think is cool. And I remember the Very Special Christmas 2 album getting it because, wow, there's a Tom Petty Christmas song. I didn't know they ever did that. And similar to Dylan, vocal-wise, you'd say, well, this isn't going to be a vocalist who can really get a lot of, maybe what you consider classic Christmas feeling or sound into his voice, but he really does a great job on the vocal. It's very sly, like you said, and it's really fun to listen to. And it sounds like they had a lot of fun recording it, putting the overdubs and all that stuff. This is also the record which Frank Sinatra and Cyndi Lauper have a duet on. Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That's right.
And I believe that got one vote this year, actually, in our poll. I'm not sure who it was, but yes, it's notable for that as well.
It's very fun. Any comments here on the Tom Petty song? Mike Snyder's ill, or else he would say something. Oh, Craig Rosen has something to say.
Sorry, I'm eating too. Yeah, it's just so great. I mean, hearing Tom Petty just reminds you how wonderful an artist he was. Little sidetrack, but I don't know if any of you people have heard the live at Fillmore that set that came out recently. It's like 70 something tracks. It's just insane. A great version of Ain't No Sunshine on there. But yeah, Petty was just such a talent, and his voice, I mean, sort of bittersweet every time you hear him now, you know, after his passing. And I love that. I haven't listened to the whole song in a while, since last year, but I love that the dialogue at the end when he's talking about presents and elves and stuff.
Yeah. He wants a new Rickenbacker guitar, I think, at one point.
Right. Yeah. It's so great.
Okay. Anything else? Should we move on? Let's move on. Number two.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny. Leave a doll for Mary. Leave something fruity for Donnie. And don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go along, go straight to the ghetto.
All right, Santa Claus, Go Straight to the Ghetto by James Brown, 1968, off of his album A Soulful Christmas, which, by the way, I just picked up a really nice CD reissue of this
beautiful
album. They did a really nice job with the CD packaging and made it look like the original, you know, vinyl, and the record, you know, the CD itself looks like a record, and it's
cool.
Like a high quality remaster and everything. It's really great. So I hope people have something to say about this song, because, you know, I just think it's a great song. The one thing I'll mention is, you know, Craig was just talking about different, you know, sentiments that come through in Christmas songs. And I remember, you know, last year, the number one song was Father Christmas. Uh-huh. And we talked about how the real message of that song was about how there are kids who miss out on Christmas, right? Or miss out on the things that we all take for granted. And here is that sentiment again, right? And it basically reminding everyone that Santa Claus doesn't necessarily visit all neighborhoods, right? So, plus, just has a great groove.
It really does. It's amazing. And I believe last year, this one barely missed out. I was one of the ones, I think, that missed out by one vote or maybe two or something like that. But I'm so glad it made it this time and got real high up there, because it certainly is one of my favorites. This is the one when you hear it playing when it's my turn to put on Christmas music, this will be the first one that gets put on the playlist. Also co-written by Pee Wee Ellis and Hank Ballard as well, which is kind of cool. And this, like you said, Jim, the Soulful Christmas album is great. It really is. It came out on King Records, I believe, originally in 1968 out of Cincinnati, Ohio. So it's a true gem.
Mackenzie Crenshaw has her hand up.
Yeah, I agree with Patrick. This is one of the first songs I'll put on if anybody allows me to play Christmas music. sometimes I get some looks. But I think it's important to, like, in context, I think on this Christmas album, like, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud is also on it. So, like, James Brown's, like, political presence was changing really quickly. And I think that this song kind of reflects that as well, as far as where the trajectory of his music and career were going.
That's a great point.
Yep. Bob Peterson.
Two things. First, like Must Be Santa was, this is, you know, I tried to introduce a lot of music I like to the family for Christmas music. Some of it takes, some of it doesn't, but this song is definitely a keeper, one that has widespread appeal in the household. But the second thing is isn't that like the best 10-second sax solo ever? Phenomenal. Is that I don't know if that's Maceo, but it's phenomenal.
It's really great. Really great. Any other comments on this song? Oh, Craig Rosen.
Yeah, just that groove and the, you know, everything James Brown is doing, sort of an update on it was, might have mentioned this last year, but Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, they put out an album that was just great. And what was it? Ain't No Chimneys and the Projects.
Right.
Similar groove and sentiment.
And that one missed the top 10, I believe, by one vote. So it was very, very close. So maybe next year we'll get Sharon in there, too, and try her in the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
Yeah, and I mentioned last year the Hanukkah song entry on my list was the last year it was the Levy's applesauce or sour cream. But the Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings on that same album, they also did a Hanukkah song that's really great called 8 Days. In parentheses of Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. One of those parenthetical song titles that we all love.
Definitely got a few votes as well.
All right.
All right. Any other comments? Okay. If not, Patrick, is there anything you want to say before we hit number one here?
Other than to thank everybody for participating in voting and complimenting them on their amazing musical taste and eclecticism, it's an incredible list. It really is. And I've been trying to pick some out and put them on a playlist, but I was really kind of amazed, and I have the whole list here, and I can share it around to anybody who wants it, because there really are some cool songs that I had never heard of that are really fun, and I'm not talking about Twisted Sisters, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, but there are some really interesting ones that are on there.
Okay, so should we do this? Should we reveal the number one song, and then we can comment on that a little bit, and then we can open it up to sort of, you know, anybody wants to talk about any other songs that were not on the list? Does that work?
Yeah, and I got a few notes on the deck there that we can go over as well.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so number one this year is this holiday classic.
Comes this time each year. Ooh. Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red, and he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the losing
There you go, Little Saint Nick, the Beach Boys. you know, classic song, right? We've all heard it how many times? Many times, right?
That many, yeah.
It's one of those two. It's kind of like the Mariah song where it's like you're at that point of like, can I hear this one more time? But you get a few bars into it and you're like, yeah, this is pretty great, right? So I don't know. Mackenzie Crenshaw, do you have a comment on this?
I love the Beach Boys. They're my favorite band of all time. I have a collection of Beach Boys tattoos that are hidden because it's cold and that's sad. Maybe I should get a little Saint Nick one though.
Patrick, your thoughts on the song?
It's kind of one of those, like you were saying, Jim, it's so ingrained in me that it's hard to sort of objectively put yourself outside and say, you know, what is, you know, when you examine it, right? But it, like everything the Beach Boys did in the 60s, it's such a magical kind of a song in the sense that it not only evokes Christmas from a band of guys from California who are sort of, you know, epitomizing the sun-soaked, carefree lifestyle of teenagers in California, and but yet still manages to make a sleigh sound pretty cool, like it'd be pretty fast and you could drive it around, you know, and like peel out in the street and stuff.
Yeah. Nick Cross needs one of those.
It's amazing that the Beach Boys, you know, are so associated with Christmas songs too, because, you know, being a surf band and all that. But just, I guess, you know, the brilliance of Brian Wilson and how he knew how to arrange songs. And I guess, wasn't he invited to come to the Phil Spector sessions? And he sat down and played a little piano, and Spector, you know, was like, nah, that's not what I want, or something like that. But he ended up getting a check for Union Scale or whatever for his one contribution. But yeah, the Beach Boys Christmas album, of course, is, you know, that it comes from is great, with that cover of them all decorating the tree and you know, all that, an immediate response, I guess, right to Phil Spector's album. So pretty classic couple of years for Christmas records.
I need to turn real quickly to our resident Southern Californian here on the panel. Craig, there is snow in Southern California and you can go skiing there, right?
Yes, that is correct. Sometimes you can see it in the mountains. I don't know about today, but probably because it rained last night, you might be able to see some snow. Got to look outside, but yeah, it's been getting, you know, it's been getting into the low 40s at night, so we get a little bit of chill out here.
You can go surfing and skiing on the same day in Southern California. Although I don't know that there are any reindeer. The song mentions reindeer. I don't think
right.
That's true.
No, right. just lawn decorations that blow over in the wind. reindeer down.
All right. Any more thoughts on Little Saint Nick? No, nothing. Okay. All right. So let me check here. So these were the songs that just missed the cut this year.
Yep.
So Patrick mentioned Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, There Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects. Also, the U2 version of Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. So I mentioned we did allow you to vote for a same song that made last year's countdown if it was by a different artist. And we did not have any repeat songs, but one just missed, right? So
just missed, yep.
There's that. Otis Redding's version of Merry Christmas Baby.
That's a great one, yeah.
There's so many versions of Merry Christmas Baby that are really good that it may have split the votes there. Donnie Hathaway, This Christmas. That's become a real, real classic song. Chuck Berry, it's actually Run Rudolph Run, I think, but
that's right
but I'm actually kind of surprised 2 years in a row that hasn't made it.
That's
a shocking one. And then this one, which was on my list, Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. I love that
great.
Song I yeah, love that
fantastic
song. Yes.
And I think Craig and maybe one other person had a vote for Chuck Berry's version of Run Rudolph Run as well.
No, that's what we have here. But what were you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Keith Richards, not Chuck Berry.
Oh, yes.
Keith Richards does a version, yeah.
Yes, he does. It's great.
I just wanted to point out some of the ones that I thought were really interesting song titles, and I had not really heard a lot of these. So you got Bunny Grunt doing Seasons Freakings. The Youngsters, Christmas in Jail. I'd never heard that one before. Damien Cowell's Disco Machine, I Hope You Get Laid for Christmas. What Says Christmas More Than That? No Doubt, of course, Oi to the World. Patty Roberts doing Merry Christmas, You Suckers. This one I really like a lot by a band called Painters and Dockers. I had not heard of this song before. Merry Christmas, comma, Carol. And the Pointed Sticks doing Power Pop Santa. That's now one of my favorite songs. And the Reds, Pinks, and Purples, We Won't Come Home at Christmas Time. And I'll briefly point out that Kevin Bartlett voted for Graham Parsons' Soul Christmas 10 times. His ballot was only Graham Parsons' Soul Christmas. And Sean Parsons, I don't know if he's here today, but he put in only songs by a band called the Angry Snowmans. So that band was new to me as well. So I don't know if anybody who's on the call picked any of those songs, but if you did, it would be cool to hear why you chose it.
Or any other song that you wanted, that you feel strongly about, mm-hmm. right? So let me go. Anybody have hands up? Craig Rosen.
Yeah, Oi to the World was my pick. I kind of cheated. These are my spin playlists, and I need a fast song every once in a while, so that works. That's a really up-tempo song. But I might add that last year I played one of my Christmas playlists during a class that I was subbing on a Saturday, and some woman came up to me afterwards and I hate Christmas music. He was very displeased with the whole concept, but that won't stop me this year. I'll do it for on my regular classes for 2 weeks. I got two different playlists.
Nice.
Oi to the World will be on one of them.
I love that, no doubt. Oi to the World. I think it's great. I almost put it on my list. It's just fantastic. It's talk about high energy, right? It just blasts through that song. And I thought it was a cover, and I think it is. It was the Vandals originally.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Only by like 1 year earlier that came out. So,
speaking of covers and cheesy songs, I know there was no, what's the McCartney one? Marvelous Christmas Time. Is that it?
Yeah. Wonderful Christmas Time.
Wonderful uh-huh. Christmas Time. If you think that's bad, I heard this song. It's not a Beatles song, but it's Beatles adjacent. I heard it this morning on Breakfast with the Beatles. Ringo Bells. It's the most horrible song ever by this band called, it's, you know, an adaptation of Jingle Bells, but Ringo Bells by Three Blonde Mice. Check that out. It's on the, it might be on the streaming services. I was able to Shazam it. So,
all right. I feel it's my obligation now to let, to cede the floor here to Bud Verge.
I think I need to contact the accounting firm of Foster, because obviously, 2 years running, my favorite Christmas song has become the Susan Lucci of the RTS Christmas Countdown. So I'll leave it all out there to you guys, but hoping next year maybe it will come at number 21. I'll put 10 more votes on it next year to see if it leaps up. But one glaring omission that I don't think anybody's ever brought up, maybe it's just a DC thing, but how about Root Boy Slim?
Like, Christmas at Kmart. Yeah, that's a great song.
Great list. Like to see Donny Hathaway make it next year, too.
Absolutely. That's a great song. And one that was interesting that popped up on a few ballots that I had never heard before was the song Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton, and apparently comes from a movie, or I guess that was adopted from a musical. I don't know if anyone else did not know that song, but I thought it was pretty good. It's another one that kind of, it's got a little bit of that same Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto, and, you know, not everybody gets, you know, a big fancy Christmas all the time, kind of a thing. And Jim and I had a wonderful conversation with a filmmaker from Jingle Bell Rocks, right, Jim, who also gave us a song. You probably heard that last week, as a matter of fact.
You probably did. I have to mention, so Craig Rose in the chat put, what is it? What were you referring to there, Craig, so I can set the record straight?
I was just wondering what Bud's pick was. Oh, I didn't hear him. He said
the Paul McCartney song. Wonderful Christmas Time.
That's his number one song?
Yeah, he's a big believer in that song.
Yes. Okay, I co-sign on that. It's a good one. I like it.
I like it too. I don't quite understand the disdain for that song. I like it too. Also, The Shins covered that. Have you ever heard
that? Did they really?
That? Huh. It's really nice.
Oh, never knew that.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to go here to Eric Lorenz.
After the experience with Stroking It, Suburbs Fest Midwest, I'm surprised there wasn't more momentum behind Clarence Carter's Backdoor Santa.
Momentum. Yeah, that's an interesting choice of words. He got some votes for sure.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Stephen Rowledge.
Yeah, just a couple of things. I mean, I often wonder whether there's some songs are more popular over here than they are there and vice versa. Because you mentioned about Wizard just missing out. And there was this like classic run of like 70s Christmas songs that include what is probably for many people in the UK sort of the definitive Christmas song, which is Slade's Merry Christmas Everyone.
Yeah.
And you said The Wizard, and you have Elton John's Step Into Christmas, and Greg Lake, I Believe in Father Christmas. These and yeah, I'm not sure how widely they sort of just sort of permeate with you guys, but and I just really wanted to point out one on my list this year. I put mainly like traditional Christmas songs that are, like, as I said, they're cheesy, but there was a couple that I like listening to because I really enjoy listening to them. But most importantly, I found this year I'd somehow made it 50 years through life without stumbling across Ronnie James Dio and Tony Iommi doing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and it sounds exactly like you would think that would sound, and it's awesome, and I would encourage everyone to listen to it.
I saw that one. That was great. Yeah, you know, right, Jim? Wizard, I never knew about that Wizard song until I started hanging around with people that were into a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff that I didn't really know about. So yeah. It wasn't until later. It was never really, that I can remember, played on the radio or anything like that.
I was just going to say the same thing. I think the Wizard song and the Slade song over here, you kind of have to be kind of a music nerd to be into those songs, don't you?
Yeah, it's kind of what it was.
Yeah. They're both great.
Yeah, they're amazing. I love that Wizard song.
I do too. Okay, Jason Goebel.
Last year, I sort of went all rock, and this year I put a couple of at least older rock songs. Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I had left it off last year, and I think in terms of like older pre-60s songs, that's probably my favorite. I mean, Run Rudolph Run was very high on my list, but Rocking Around Christmas Tree I love. The song I put at number one again, and I think I'm never going to vote for it again, is Elton John, Step Into Christmas, because I am assuming it will probably never get there at the end of the day. It's like the Hall of Fame. Yeah,
there you go.
Have to change, because I don't know if you're going to be doing this perpetually, but I'm assuming if there's a three, you had two chances, and
it goes to the veteran. It goes to the Veterans Committee, right?
That's after right. That point, yeah. And the one that I really was pulling for, really, really wanted it to make it, was Big Star's Jesus Christ, and that did not make it. But that remains at the top of my ballot.
Eric Lorenz.
Jason mentioning the Brenda Lee song plus the Chuck Berry Run Rudolph Run leads me to want to mention the fabulous Rhino compilation, Rockin' Little Christmas. I don't know how many folks are familiar with that, but that has a lot of songs from the 50s and early 60s that you never hear anymore. But my kids grew up listening to that, and they just love it, and so do I.
Okay, any last thoughts?
No one voted for Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer this year, so I can just let everyone know that. And we will have a special episode gift to our listeners this year on December 23rd. Look forward to that, because that's going to be really fun.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays, whatever holidays you celebrate. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for hanging out with us. And this is a lot of fun, because I think, you know, holiday music is just a lot of fun. And I love it because it just, you know, you have this like 1 month period of time where you can like, you know, it's like all the decorations thing. You unpack it all, you enjoy it. It's the same stuff every year for the most part. That's okay. And then you put it back away.
Yeah.
And you take a break from it, right? So.
Put Mariah away in the box and take her out next year.
That's right. All right, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all next year.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
After the experience with stroking at Suburbs Fest Midwest, I'm surprised there wasn't more momentum behind Clarence Carter's Backdoor Santa.